Sex is God's idea. It was created and ordained by Him. So it's not the culture, but God's Word that gives us guidelines for marital sex. Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at things that keep our families strong, three things that blow up a marriage: communication, sex, and money. We're talking about sex this week. Here's some important instruction for husband and wives from the Proverbs. Proverbs 5, 18 through 23. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth, a young deer, a graceful doe. Let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love. Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman, and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his path. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is held fast in the cords of sin. He dies for lack of discipline, and because of his great folly he is led astray. Have you ever wondered, I have, of Solomon, why Solomon, of all people, had the guts to write about being satisfied by one woman? After all, this guy had 700 wives and 300 concubines. That's amazing, isn't it, that God used the man who had experienced sexual intimacy the wrong way to give us insight on doing it the right way. Be satisfied, Solomon teaches, and you have to think in his mind, I wish I had done this. Be satisfied with the wife of your youth. Be captivated by her. Keep your sexual desires focused on her. Allow her to satisfy you all your life. Get drunk on her love. Why give yourself to a wayward woman? This passage asks. She does not know the meaning of love and commitment. If she's willing to cheat with you, come on, man, she's willing to cheat on you. Solomon personally experienced the lack of discipline that led to his great folly. He felt the cords of sin that held him fast in sexual immorality. With his ways in full view of the Lord, he continued the destructive path of sin. And in the end, his unbridled sexuality turned his heart from God. Unbridled sex will do the same to you and me. Father, give us an intoxicating love for our spouse. Help us be captivated and satisfied in our spouse alone. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.